show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
Hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello.
Morning. Good morning. Wait. Or afternoon, evening.
It's a pod.
Good night.
It really, like, for two dumbass breakfast announcers, we really have to think hard when we're podcasting.
I struggle because I'm so used to just only talking in the morning.
That's right.
But you could be listening at any
you
time.
You could be listening anywhere, anytime. That is the beauty of
happy
podcasting.
Happy midnight. I don't know.
Happy midnight, you weirdo. Listening to this at midnight? What? Go to sleep.
Go to bed.
No, actually, don't. Listen. Continue listening because today it was a lot of fun. Today, date of recording, it's Wednesday, May the 4th. So it's Star Wars Day.
Dude. I'm so good at the sound effects. They don't even need technology anymore. They've just hired me.
I got Gabby to do the Star Wars sound effects you know and love from the movie. So that's coming up. Plus an incredible chat with a family called the Woolies from the Sunny Coast.
They've taken in some refugees from the Ukraine, and it's just a fantastic story of how you could help too.
Also, if you heard or saw the video of Gabby with some strippers in our studio yesterday, my 3-year-old son reviews the strippers routine.
That's exactly who I thought would give a review on that.
He has solid thoughts about the strip tease. Get that. Coming up soon, it's the Cliffo and Gabby podcast. Happy Star Wars Day.
May the 4th.
May the 4th.
Be with you.
May the 4th. It's May the 4th. And may the 4th be with you. Sounds like a Star Wars Jedi wishing you good luck with a lisp.
May the 4th be with you.
Be with you. Not a day that was ever sanctioned by Lucasfilms or Disney that now owns Star Wars. Yeah.
Like, why wouldn't you embrace this?
Well, I noticed they are. Because last year on Disney Plus, they put together a special playlist of Star Wars content for May the 4th. But didn't come about. Like, it's nothing to do with, like, it's not a plot point of Star Wars or anything like that. Lucasfilms didn't set it up. Fans just sort of noticed that May the 4th sounds a bit like May the Force.
Mm.
And it became Star Wars Day.
Yeah.
And the interesting thing I've always said about the Star Wars movie is, I don't know if they want Oscars or whatever for their sound design, but they should, because I think the Star Wars franchise is the most recognizable film series in history from sound alone.
Totally.
And this morning, as a little challenge for Star Wars Day, I got you to make some famous Star Wars noises.
I thought you did too.
Oh, I did as well.
Oh, okay.
I was.
I thought you just.
I was highlighting yours.
Stitched me up for a second.
Yours are particularly bad.
They're terrible.
So this is me doing Chewbacca. This is me doing the famous Wookiee sound. Okay. So that was my attempt at a Wookiee.
Terrible.
Before the show this morning. This is Gabby's.
I sound like the internet dial-up.
Like if a Wookiee was really sick on their deathbed.
Sounds it's like a
good.
Smoker Wookiee.
It's not
good. Me.
Miley Cyrus was a Wookiee. This is a real Wookiee.
So close.
Not really what Gabby gave us.
So close.
So the next challenge was R2-D2, everyone's favourite little drone, right? BB-8, you know, he came in, tried to claim the throne. C-3PO, he's kind of annoying.
Yeah, he's annoying.
Everyone loves R2-D2. He's just a good, spirited little beeper drone. This is my attempt at R2-D2.
Okay.
This is Gabby.
Beep, beep, boop, beep, boop, boop. Like, better than the Wookiee.
This is an actual R2-D2 grab. Right, so.
Oh, yeah. Beep, beep, boop, boop, boop.
Not quite the same.
It was bit oversimplified.
Beep, 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 boop, boop, boop. 13-10-60. We've got to do better. We've got to do better.
We can't do worse.
Do you rate yourself at doing a good Star Wars sound?
Yeah.
So it could be Wookiee, could be R2-D2. Could be Vader.
Could be a lightsaber.
Could be a lightsaber. They're a very sound-heavy set of movies.
Could be Jar Jar Binks.
Jar Jar Binks. Yeah, he was annoying, wasn't he? Like, Misa Sosa annoying, so, yeah. That was bad.
That was terrible.
13-10-60, give us a call right now. Do you rate yourself at being able to do a good Star Wars sound? What Star Wars sound can you do?
Yeah.
That's the level you have to be. Gabby's Wookiee and beep, beep, boop, beep, boop, her R2-D2. But that's where we're at, 13, 10, 60.
That's the base level of what you need to be able to do.
If you can be better than that, we want to hear your Star Wars Day, May the 4th. What Star Wars sound can you do? Give us your Star Wars sounds. 13, 10, 60 on here. Ash is here. Ash, how did you rate our crack at Star Wars sound effects?
It was okay.
No, they weren't. Don't lie.
You don't have to be nice.
You don't have to be nice. We're all about real here at the Cliff Owen Gabby Show. What sound are you going to do?
I can do the Chewbacca sound.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Can you do a better Chewbacca than me? All right, we'll see. Well, let's go.
It's a low bar. The stage is yours, Ash.
Okay.
That's actually very good.
That's a very good Chewbacca.
You really put me to shame.
You've practiced that before, haven't you, Ash?
Oh, I do it all the time.
Do you know what you're saying? Or is it just the sound effect?
Just the sound effect. I do saying sometimes, but I have to be on a real drink mood to do that.
Fair enough.
Gonna be going wild on the Midori splices to pull that one out, Gabby. Nash is here. Nash, you're only 12 years old, so you're a young Star Wars fan.
Yep, pretty young.
Watched them all?
Yeah.
Even awesome. The ones, like the old ones made back in the 70s?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Legend. Good on you, mate. They're good movies.
Yeah.
What sound are you going to do for us?
A lightsaber.
Oh, cool. Please. All right. Hit us.
I've got a real one here.
Okay.
It's not too far off, yeah. Nash. We'll have a listen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the...
Yeah. Sorry. I know I should just stop.
Oh, Mark. Save us, Mark. You can do Chewy as well, mate.
Yeah, I can.
Hit us with your Chewy. Again, better than Gabby's.
It's not hard.
Better than Gabby's. 13, 10, 60. Stuart, what sound can you do?
I can do Jar Jar Binks.
Oh, I was hoping we'd get a Jar Jar Binks.
Hit us.
Me my Jar Jar Binks, me for humble servant.
Oh, you've just reminded me why I hate Jar Jar Binks so much. Right now, there's two types of people in this world: plain salt people and chicken salt people. And since I'm not 6 years old anymore, I'm a plain salt person. I'm sorry.
Chicken salt isn't exclusively for kids.
Unpopular opinion here, but A, it is, and B, it sucks. Okay?
Wow. And you're like getting a lot of people offside right now.
I'm bloody Ray Hadley, mate. I'll bang the desk. I'll talk sense. All right? And all this came about because we got lunch from the fish and chip shop on Saturday, just gone. And as they always do, they go, what salt do you want? And I said, oh, plain salt. It's always plain salt. Plain salt. Get home, there's chicken salt on our fish and chips.
That is annoying when you ask for one and get the other. I'll give you that.
Mate, it's a 50-50 chance. Like, note it down, guys. Come on. Remember this stuff. But I thought once and for all, I'm going to bring back a segment we haven't done for a while. I'm going to ask the question.
What's the deal with
chicken salt? You second-rate sad-ass seasoning. What even are you? I mean that question sincerely. What are you? I have eaten more than my fair share of chicken over the years. I'll have chicken any way it's offered. Baked, fried, barbecued, even poached. Men my size don't get the way they are by saying no to drumsticks. Point is, I've eaten a lot of chicken, but I've never found myself chewing down a piece of the Colonel's finest, thinking, you know what? This tastes just like that crap they make my chips swim in at the takeaway. Doesn't taste like chicken at all. Just tastes like artificial. And I know what artificial looks like. I watch the Kardashians.
Oh.
It's time regular salt rises up and regains the throne it rightfully owns. Regular salt has been around for millennia, and it's been doing a perfectly good job of hardening our arteries since the beginning of time. It doesn't need any help. Next time you're at the fish and chip shop, do the right thing. Scoff at the person taking your order when they ask you what kind of salt you want. Inform them there is only one salt. Plain salt. Chicken salt is just foul. See what I did there? I'm Guy Clifton. Chicken seasoning sucks.
It was about 10 weeks ago on the 24th of February that the war in the Ukraine began. Russia wanted to invade and take over, and the people of the Ukraine have been suffering. About 6,000 temporary visas to Ukrainians were allowed here in Australia, and the latest figures show about 1,600 have arrived. There's actually a family in Queensland, in Noosa, who have opened up their home for some refugees from the Ukraine, and their names are Karen and Mark Woolley, and they join us right now. How are you?
Very well. It's just getting ready for school drop-off, Gabby, so things are busy in this household all of a sudden.
And look, it hasn't been busy in your house like that for a while because your kids are all grown up, but now you have Nadia, who is a mother, and you have Jenya, who is 6 years old, and you have taken them into your home. They were refugees. They were displaced. They're from Odessa, over 14,000 kilometres away. What inspired you to open your home to complete strangers?
Well, I think like many Queenslanders and your listeners probably watching the news and it seemed so far away and you just saw mothers and children trying to escape and you're a bit dumbfounded in your comfortable living room watching the TV from Australia and thinking, what could we do? And there's obviously donations for this cause and many other causes, but we also came across a website that asked, could you offer accommodation? And we had an empty nest. It didn't stay an empty nest for long. And we had two spare bedrooms and we spoke to our son and our daughter and said, how would you feel about giving up your rooms so when you come back on holidays, they won't be there anymore? We're thinking of offering them to Ukrainian refugee family. And of course, our son Jordan and daughter Madison were all for that. And as we said, I said to Mark, you know, maybe just Google how we can help. And he filled out a form online, hit send. And very quickly, we were told, would you be ready to go Monday? We've got a daughter. The mother has broken her leg as they've been escaping. That's limited English. And we looked at each other and went, well, we're all in. We will be ready.
So tell us a little bit about Nadia and Jenya's story. What happened with their escape from the Ukraine?
So they were I'm in Mariupol, and when the bombing started, they moved out of that to Odessa, and they were also trying to get their mother out of Mariupol, but she has stayed behind, and they waited for her to try and get her out, but eventually they decided for safety to get Jenya, the young daughter, out, that they left and moved into Moldova. And so their mum is still in Mariupol.
Which is the worst of the worst.
Is she okay?
Well, she's apparently hanging on.
Yeah, they've had limited contact with her.
They couldn't find her for 5 or 6 weeks with them. Emotionally devastating.
And
Nadia.
And they did have, about a week ago, they had a friend of theirs in Mariupol notify them that she'd seen their mum and that she was still alive.
God, that must be so stressful for them to be in safety in your home, to know that Nadia's mother and little six-year-old Jenya, her grandmother, is in that situation. Tell us, how is the communication thing working out? Because they don't speak English and you don't speak Ukrainian.
Dobre den. We learned a little bit of Ukrainian phraseology before they arrived. But I guess one of the benefits of Queenslanders hosting Ukrainian families is that they will work on their English and they will improve because they have to. And so I'm amazed at how quickly Jenya, the little girl, is absorbing language at school. The school has been fantastic. You know, the teachers in their school holidays made little flashcards with Ukrainian language and English language pictures of I'm hungry, I'm sad, you know, I need to go to the toilet. Very practical things.
Wow.
And then, so she's going great. And a couple of phrases that she loves is, let's go. So when we're going to the playground. And we took her boogie boarding on her first day at Noosa. And she learnt, yes, please, because we'd race in on the boogie board and we'd say, would you like another turn? Yes, please.
Wow.
She's learning quickly.
It must be so great for you guys, empty nesters, to have a six-year-old running around the house again, and she sounds like an absolute sweetheart. We got to wrap it up, but Karen and Mark, if people want to do the same thing that you've done, just quickly, like, what did you Google?
Yeah, it's the Ukrainian Federation Societies of Australia, and we'll send some information to you, Clifo and Gab. You can put that on your website, and if anybody can, we need, as Gabby was saying, there's still many more refugees to come, so an offer of accommodation is a really good use of saving money and opening up your hearts and your homes.
You're wonderful people. Yeah. Karen and Mark, big love. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Incredible for a very different reason. For you, yesterday, Gabby, you thought you were speaking to one of Australia's most loved male strippers, Will Parfait, the guy who looks like Channing Tatum.
Yes.
From Magic
We thought Man. It was just over the phone, or I thought it was just over the phone. You were very much in on the joke that he was actually outside the studio talking on the phone. Then next minute, he's giving me a lap dance.
Even another stripper named Caesar bust in dressed as two police officers. This is what happened next.
Oh, I got two! Oh, my goodness! Whoa. I don't know where to look.
Wow.
Oh, they are shaved chests.
See the full video on our socials.
Just for Clifo the facial expressions, it's worth it.
So I didn't see the video until yesterday afternoon. Mm. And I was home. I had to leave straight after the show yesterday because my little boy, Charlie, is sick. And I put the video on Facebook yesterday afternoon, and he was in a real cuddly mood because he's a bit sick. And I just watched it, not even thinking that it's strippers. And he's 3 years old, and he's right there.
Yeah.
But he was very excited straight away for two reasons. Number one, he loves you. He just calls the radio station Gabby.
Oh,
like if
cute.
We drive past our building
it's
or if Gabby. He sees the logo, he's like, oh, it's Gabby. And I'm like, operation's a little bit bigger than Gabby, but cool.
I like it. I like the power he gives me.
He loves you.
Mm.
And he loves police.
Oh, yeah.
Because police are like, mate, celebrities
like gods
to a 3-year-old. Mm. So it had two of his favorite elements. And he doesn't really understand what stripping is.
Of course not.
Because he's 3 years old. But he did watch the video, and then I recorded his feedback. Oh. Try and listen to the end.
Okay.
Because he didn't think it was a stripping routine. He thought something else was going on between you and what he thought was two police officers.
Right.
All right, have a listen.
Gabby, please.
What's that?
Gabby, please.
Gabby's in trouble with the police.
Yes.
Oh, no.
He thought you were being arrested.
Bad boys, well, I was in trouble.
Because I was a naughty girl.
Oh, about a month, no, a bit more than a month ago now, I did a sleep study where you get hooked up to about 100 different contraptions and try to sleep through it. So it can tell you if you've got any sleep apnea or other kind of issues while sleeping. Producer Hayley's just putting up a photo on our Insta story right now.
I love this photo because you look a bit like RoboCop.
I do.
Doing RoboCop, the movie where the cop gets shot and they put all these wires and they make him half robot.
That's exactly what I look like.
That's you.
And if you want a visual of it, just go to @CliffoandGabby on Insta. It's just on the story there. But to explain it, like I had two belts, one around my chest, one around my, I guess, hips.
Yeah.
And then a probably 8 different cords that were going to different parts of my body, one to my temple, another to my forehead. I had a finger thing on, like a contraption on that tests your oxygen levels, like at hospital. I had it all going on.
You're a full-on science experiment. You look like you belonged in a lab.
Yeah. And then there was a red light that would flash if anything were to happen through the night. If it was recording data, this red light would just flash in my face. So I had all these contraptions on and I was expected to sleep through the night with them on so that they could test whether or not I was sleeping properly. And shock, Clifo, it's come back to say I did in fact not sleep properly.
Wow. Does anyone?
I don't think so.
Like you're literally, your body's being poked and prodded at a red light flashing in your face.
And normally I sleep on my stomach, but I had this big battery pack type contraption strapped to my chest, so I couldn't sleep on my stomach.
They don't tell you about this as well, too. Like in your 30s, all you need is the room to be like 1 degree hotter than colder or colder than it normally is. You can't sleep.
You can't sleep.
Like all you need is a possum 4 houses down.
Oh, scream.
It's up a you're awake.
I know.
For the rest of the night. Like this doesn't happen in your 20s. You hit your 30s, suddenly sleep's out the window.
I know. I did get my results, though, and so not only did it say I didn't sleep properly, but it told me that 19 times an hour, I stop breathing for about 10 seconds.
Jesus.
19 times an hour and my oxygen levels dropped to 90%. Wow. So I don't know what Nev's doing to me when I'm asleep.
No. I was going to say, explains a lot of what you say in the mornings. You've been oxygen deprived all night.
I know, right?
Alpha Bucks. Alpha Bucks is back tomorrow, Thursday the 5th of May. Another $1,000 cash on the line, Gabrielle.
An answer to get you closer to the $1,000 is also an answer to what you could spend $1,000 on.
McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm loving it.
For
I'm loving it. McDonald's, your free answer for Alpha Bucks for tomorrow, Thursday morning on Hit. The Hit Breakfast Show.